Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the morning. It's the weekend. So get out in your backyard, fire up a grill. Hope you're up and around because I am. And we're excited to be chatting with you today. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, happy grilling weekend. Thanks for joining us. And if you're listening to the Grilling Guys, it's time to fire it up.
Absolutely. Hey, we are in the last weekend before the holiday weekend, so we're going to talk a little bit today about maybe some great things that you might want to put on your grill, smoker, or even in your deep fryer for this upcoming holiday weekend, kind of close out the summer in grand fashion.
That sounds good, but Jop, I have a big announcement.
Uh-oh.
Tomorrow will be the 6th anniversary of our first broadcast.
Tomorrow will be.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Well, how touching.
Isn't that nice? 6 years?
It is. 6 years.
And the
six.
FCC hasn't pulled us or more than once or twice?
Yeah, but you know what? After about the third year, they started making us buy that broadcaster's liability insurance just in case.
No, I think we made you buy that.
Yeah. But anyway, no, well, that's, you know what, Bob? That's kind of cool, man.
Yeah, 6 years.
I didn't really realize that,
so,
that we're going into our seventh year.
Here's a Sam Adams Nitro. Cheers to you, man.
Yeah, right. Cheers to me. Awesome. There's some barbecue sauce on the side of this one that I'm digging off there, but that's okay.
I got a big fridge.
Yeah, it's busy. It's busy
it's
in
busy.
There.
So we want to talk all about getting ready to tailgate and camp because next weekend is like my favorite camping weekend. We go on Lake Michigan for 4 days and camp where we used to camp back in the Ferris State College days when it was a state college.
Right. Yeah, my degree's from there. Right?
You know, it hasn't changed a bit. More and more people do know about this hideaway spot, though, and I won't give out the GPS coordinations because it's already tough enough to find our favorite spot. But basically, we go back for 4 days now. All my kids are going to be... Other than Emily, all the kids are going to be camping with us, so I got to bring two tents.
Really?
Yeah. So I got to bring my big Cabela's Expedition tent.
Remember the poles.
And my Coleman Easy Up. Here's one thing about Joppy you all need to know. If you ever make one mistake and, you know, got this little scab, he will pick it every time he sees you.
Dude, I don't count your mistakes unless I'm involved. And that particular time, I had to sleep in the back of a trailer.
The only time I make a mistake is when you're involved.
I slept in a trailer when it was raining and my sleeping bag froze to my cot. So it just you know, put all that stuff together and it was memorable.
He's more of a Holiday Inn hunter.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so. Yes, that same tent, my big, bought it on eBay, Cabela's Expedition tent.
It is a nice tent.
Oh, it's fantastic. It yeah. It's, but you do have to have the poles. And that's the first tent I've owned that had two separate bags.
Yeah.
You got to bring them both when you go. There's another note.
Nope.
So since the big camping thing is coming up, we thought we'd talk about cool things for the campsite and for the tailgate, primarily for the tailgate because we kind of pounded on camping quite a bit already this year. Although, I mean, I could talk about camping gear all year long.
Right, and as well as I could because it's I don't do a lot of camping, but I admire the people that
you
do.
You like to talk about
right, I do. I admire the people that do because I just don't have the stuff.
It's a spectator sport
with
you.
Right, yeah, I'll come and sit around your campfire, and then I want to go back and lay in a bed. You know, when I go to sleep at night, but that's just how I roll, man.
Maybe then a nice RV would work out well for you.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's
a lot of people do that.
It's still camping.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that.
Wheel up with
you just
wheel.
Can't do it where we do it because you can't get back there with an RV.
With a vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
It's tough enough getting your car in there without getting it all scraped up. So anyway, Operation GI Barbecue, we're still banging away at it. I'm in close contact with some upper level military contacts right now trying to hammer out these last two deliveries. The smokers are being bound to be shipped right now.
Okay.
The final payment's been made. Thank you, Operation Injured Soldiers, for handling all this money for us.
Right.
So the freight's been paid. The smokers are paid for. American Barbecue Systems is bundling them. I think they did yesterday. And they'll be hitting a truck like Monday.
Right.
So they'll show up in Ada in a couple days. And our buddy Dave is going to store them for us at Perforated Tube, hopefully for not very long, because if we get this last little connection done, these babies are going to be heading on a transport plane, and they're going to be going overseas. So
awesome.
That's my goal. That's our goal.
Right.
And that's what we're working on hard. But just as good as that, I'm ready now to order my own ABS, and I'm getting a Judge rotisserie on a trailer.
You know, I was watching the Food Network yesterday, and I saw one of those. It was the Judge, and it made me think of you.
Really?
It was on Man Food Fire, right?
Really?
That show that that and we got to get that guy on the show anyway, because he's kind of cool.
Show.
But anyway, long story short is that they open that thing up, and there's a button on it that you can move that rotisserie up and stop
it. Yeah, because when you open the door, the rotisserie stops.
Right, yeah.
And you just hit a bypass button.
And it rotates up the next level. I'm like, no more black arms to the back of the grates.
No more changing out shelves.
Right. None of that.
I know it. I told you, I cooked on that Southern Pride, and that has the same mechanism. It has a little button, and you just advance the next tray.
Yeah.
It's like kind of waiting for an elevator.
Right. Yeah, only you got control of the button.
Yeah.
When you're at the elevator, you just keep hitting the button, and nothing happens, right? Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that, and
So when do you think you're gonna squeeze the trigger on that?
Next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very cool.
They're gonna start building it. So you better get your checkbook ready because
I knew that
I
was coming.
Got a nice trailer ready.
Smokers roll downhill.
Oh, you know what? But if you don't want to pull the trigger, we can sell it right here, just like on Tradio. We can just start talking about it, and people can call in. They can bid on it over the show.
Sure. Yeah, we'll get that going. Right. Let me get my pencil out.
I could probably make out a lot better that way.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would, because I'm a cheap Dutch guy, so I might not pay anything for it. Tuesday. I'll get you a check next Tuesday, Bob.
Oh, take a good long sip there.
That was.
Dude, it's stormy time.
Yeah.
The weather's ready, and I just talked with Gina Thorson up at Stormy Cromer, and we've got a whole bunch of new logoed Grillin' Guys gear coming. You're going to love what they did with the logo. I've been working with her back and forth over the summer on kind of changing our logo to get it kind of black and smoky, so there's only like one or two colors in it.
Right.
So it'll go with any color pattern, like so those red flannel shirts that we get
right.
are going to have a great. And if you've not gone to the Stormy website, go to thegrillingguys.com, and right on the sidebar, you'll see a big red Stormy Cromer button. Click that button. It'll take you right to their catalog, and you would not believe what these people in the UP are making. Jop and I wear their stuff all the time because they're sponsors, and we love it.
Oh, it's just crazy good quality.
I've been wearing Stormies for a long, long time. The factory is literally three blocks from my grandma's house, so it's too cool for me. But I know you love the gear, and you haven't been to the factory yet. We got to make a trip to the UP so you can do that.
Right?
Maybe we'll do a little bear hunt or something this fall.
Hey, we could do anything. Get
up there. We'll wear clothes.
Right?
We'll wear Stormy gear.
Good one, Bob.
Yeah.
Good one. Yeah. Well, coming up next, we're going to be talking about great gear for the gate. That is the tailgate, and a whole bunch of other things that you can do to get ready. Brian gave me the one finger, which
I think he was flipping you off.
Right, I think he was too. He's like, "Jop, stretch it out,
dude." I'm so stoked that we made it 6 years on the radio.
Right, it is. I don't know. Kind of a milestone.
I don't know when your first broadcast was.
About 2 months after yours.
Two. Okay.
Yeah, because you went on alone for a while.
Well,
and then you had
another guy, Michael Gray, was on with us. And Kevin Matthews and a lot of good talent helped us out.
But, got us started.
Yeah, you kind of filled in like at the last minute, and somebody listened to it and said, "That's the mix."
Yeah.
You two guys should be the ones doing it.
Yeah, because we get an opportunity to bust chops
every
time. Anyway, you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Check us out at thegrillingguys.com online, and stick with us. We'll be right back.
It's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than a half a percent of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Hope you're out of bed and standing up in your backyard and enjoying one of these last official weekends of the summer. Man, we got the holiday weekend coming up next, and we're talking a little bit about tailgating because, you know what? We've had some high school football games already, and the college games are going to be starting any time.
We had one last night in Lowell, first one. So had a big pool party at the house yesterday. All the kids came over and then went right to the game from there. So I was grilling weenies in the afternoon.
Were you really?
Yeah. I was told not to come down to the pool. Just, you know, you can grill the food for us, but, you know, don't come down and try and be cool.
Oh, I got one for you that I heard on our local media here that one of our schools here in West Michigan, a school, Rockford Schools, their coaching staff and 30 of their players have food poisoning. They got it from a bad meal, and they might have to cancel their first game as a result of it. And it's like, holy cow. I don't know if it got canceled or not. I didn't hear if they ended up playing last night, but it was the story on Thursday.
So there's a couple of moms that screwed something up
there. Well, yeah, but I mean, like you said, you had all these people over and you cooked for them, and you're not going to do that, but if it was just a bad tub of potato salad or something, you know, and wow, that could be devastating. That's kind of low if that's you're doing that to the other team, you know, to get the forfeit. I don't think that's what really happened, though. Do you think they sent a mole in to the picnic?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's probably what happened. Yeah,
hey,
get the tin foil.
Theory, right?
Get the tin foil out.
Right.
Okay, great gear for the tailgate. You know, I think a lot of it depends on the vehicle you're bringing.
Mm-hmm. Big Brown, we can get almost anything in Big Brown. I mean, I've got the Ford Excursion land yacht and literally can carry a 12-foot board from end to end inside the thing. So
the roof intact.
Right. And we've got a lot of – we can get a lot of stuff in there. And, you know, but not everybody drives a land yacht like I do.
No, but I guess the way I was thinking is so many people have these little SUVs. Like I've got a Jeep Grand Cherokee that I got at Van Andel and Flickama.
Right.
And a lot of people, that type of vehicle right now, I find to be like really heavy on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe half the vehicles I see on the road seem to be that design. So I'm thinking a lot of people have that. Whereas tailgating was a pickup truck.
Right.
So some people actually still have pickup trucks and can take a truck, which would be my druther if mm-hmm. I had one, because having that tailgate's one more bench.
Sure. And there's a place to work on, yeah.
Yeah, and there's some cool stuff you can buy that actually mount right on your tailgate. But let's say you don't have a truck and you're just going to take your car or your SUV or your smaller SUV. You know, now you've got to figure out how much stuff you can pack in it, because you and I've done a million tailgates. It takes a lot of gear.
It doesn't seem to matter if you're feeding 20 or 200.
No.
It's about the same amount of equipment, because you got to just get the stuff.
You're holding something on your lap all the way to the game, no matter what. So, you know, maybe you want some vehicle-mounted equipment. Mm-hmm. There's some cool stuff out there.
Goes on a hitch haul?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some cool grills that you can put in your trailer hitch. I'm thinking, like, I've seen things like these twin chairs that come out and mount these, like, they look like hammock sling chairs.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They come out with a T. And I don't know. I don't see myself really using something like that, because I'm going to be standing around for the tailgate.
Right.
You're going to sit through the game. I can stand up for my tailgate. I don't really need to sit down unless I'm there 5 hours early.
Right.
And I'm falling down before the game starts.
You know, one of the things that we'll cover a little later, though, is you don't have to cook everything that's there. There are ways to bring prepared food to the tailgate. And if you only cook one or two things, it might hold up, hold back some of the equipment that you got to bring. We tend to cook a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
When we show.
And we pre-cook a lot of it.
Right, right.
Yeah, so we're going to have like butts and briskets, which you got to keep hot all the way there. And we'll talk about that in the fifth segment. So then the other thing that you're really good at, and my wife Maureen is really good at, is she's always making lists. And that will assure your success. And I know it sounds like the school teacher, but man, if you just take a little time and think about some of those things that every year you say, doggone it, I should have brought my fill in the blank, throw it down on some paper, and when you pack up, get that list out.
I could pull the tailgate list out for event after event, and you don't bring everything all the time.
No.
But if you've got one good master list and you say, I'm doing this or I'm doing that, it depends on a lot of times what your menu is. Now, one of the things I really love to do, and I don't do it that often, is a Bloody Mary bar at the tailgates. Love those, especially for noon kickoffs, because you're there in mid to late morning. But you know, the little pieces of sausage and the pickled onions and the asparagus and all the condiments that go on a Bloody Mary.
A nice bottle of vodka from Long Road.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, why don't we have those guys back again?
We're out we
of,
should.
I'm out of gin, man. Those guys can make some.
I did get a chance to use that aquavit that he gave me.
Yeah.
Aquavit. It's a Scandinavian gin.
Mm-hmm.
So we had that big party last weekend, which was a major blowout. Had 200 people at the house.
I think I was there. How's your burn doing, by the way?
It's pretty good. I'm wearing a shoe today. It's
That's really awesome.
Really cool.
Good. Finally.
But the aquavit, I made some aquavit martinis with just regular olives and a little vermouth. My gosh, those things are crazy. If you get a chance to go to Long Road, they're in Grand Rapids, Michigan, on Leonard Street, about a half mile west of 131. You got to go there. But knowing the lay of the land, where you're going to tailgate. What if you're going to a place you've never been to?
Right. You need some intel, because you could end up bringing a bunch of equipment that you either aren't going to use, or you're not going to bring the right equipment that you need.
Or you can't get it in the parking lot.
Right. Yep. We're dealing with
those
that
are
right
all
now.
Changing right. right now.
Yep.
Michigan State in particular is really clamping down on what you can bring in.
Right. And who can come in.
That's
and,
right.
And what kind of catering can be done by the outside versus stuff you got to buy from them. And you know, it's progress, man. It's the way things go. But
yeah.
When they sign a new deal with Fox Sports, then the whole deal changes.
That blows.
Well, you know what? It is what it is, and we'll
it's
work
money.
Around it. Right, we'll work around it.
Got to pay D'Antonio somehow.
Right.
And then the other thing is, in my opinion, and you would agree, I'm sure, arriving early at your tailgate site is a big deal. If you tend to be a little late, and this isn't the time to be late, plan on being there an hour before you would normally do it. That way, maybe you're only a half hour early. But those sites, there's some diehards, and those people show up really early.
Right.
And if you don't want to get stuck way in the back of the lot, way away from the bathrooms, because that's kind of a big deal.
Right, yeah.
Although, you know, a little porta potty, there's something else we should put on the list.
Yeah.
Milk
right.
jug.
I'll bring it. You bring it home, okay?
Yeah. But, you know, just packing up and getting there early. And so the prep, I guess the main thought for me is the prep has a lot to do with the success you're going to have the day of that tailgate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've got the right stuff to serve your food with, if you've just figured out what you're going to cook, what you're going to have, so you can get your shopping, you can go down to your favorite butcher shop, pick up all that stuff you need, and not be showing up and saying, oh, dang it again. Because
yeah,
it happens
and
all
I'm going to do
often.
Things like condiments, the mustards, the ketchups, those things. They get the smaller bottles. Don't be, you know, the bigger bottles are a better value, but the smaller bottles, you tend to use it and then can throw it away.
Right.
You don't have to pack it back
right.
and bring it back with you.
And you don't use that much.
Right.
If you look at a one of those containers and like with, I don't know, I love personally, I'm still a freak for hot dogs. I love hot dogs. So if you're going to make a little hot dog bar, there's a perfect time to have just some little Tupperware containers with all your onions and your olives and whatever you like, pickles, putting them on it. And just having, again, the right size containers. So you're not bringing too much and you're not taking giant containers that are filling your cooler up.
And here's a tip with regard to those cut up, diced up items, coleslaws, all of that stuff, is I pack those in a Ziploc bag. And then you can just pour out what you need, but the Ziplocs all stacked together.
Goes in
the cooler really nice, and you don't have all the odd shapes, then you got voids in the cooler. Everything just stacks up. It keeps it dry. It'll take the cold real well. It'll stay hot. And
that's true.
That whole Ziploc system is really nice. And then you just have a little stack of serving bowls, like you said, for your condiments and, mm-hmm. and whatever it may be.
So planning out your tailgate's a good idea. I know we sound like we're kind of anal about it, but if you're going to go to a tailgate, if you got tickets to the game and you're going to coordinate all your pals and all your friends to do this, you want to make it the very best day. So that whole planning part is kind of a big deal. Don't forget to check us out at thegrillingguys.com. That's our website. You can comment there. You can hit us and ask us any questions, but it's a great resource.
Coming up next, you might meet Little Smokey Joe and his son of Hibachi. We'll be back. You got to have a scream. Here come the banker and the lawyer and the cop. One thing for certain, it ain't never gonna stop. When it all gets too heavy, that's when they come and they go.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillingguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillingguys.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek Original Brew Pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
We live it, we love it. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the body, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the grilling guy show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're unveiling the tailgate for the first time this year and are setting up with a little bit of to-dos, don'ts, and how important the list is, and we're about to dive into maybe the most important piece of equipment that you'll bring besides the cooler, and that is the grill. And we got some ideas on which kinds of grills you might want to bring to your tailgate. So Barbecue Bob, break that down for us, brother.
Well, best grills for tailgating, well, it might be the one you have.
Yes, sir.
And it just so happens a bunch of us started off with, you know, a small grill for our first grill or whatever. Like my first, I think, new grill that I purchased was a Weber Smokey Joe. Perfect tailgating grill if you want to do charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't want to do charcoal because they don't have a pickup truck and they're afraid to put it in their vehicle. Smart people.
Right.
You don't want to put it in your vehicle when
you've got a little snuffer bag of some sort or something.
That's right.
With you. Yeah.
So I guess if you don't have a – if you have a pickup truck, a little charcoal Smokey Joe, it's just fantastic. They're $79 to $99. Last you 20 or 30 years. You can do literally anything. We've talked about some of the things we've done on them over the years out of necessity. I think of, like, real tailgating grills, charcoal, Son of a Bocce. And, you know, you've used that one of mine before.
Right.
It's a hibachi grill that literally folds in, up and stuffs in a bag. So it's kind of a clamshell device. And you load it with charcoal, and you put it in a bag. And then when you pull it out, you leave it locked together, and you open up a couple compartments. You light a fire under it. And because it's standing up, the fire climbs the charcoal, and when you open it up, you've got a full hot bed of charcoal in your little grill,
right?
Which is really cool. It's a wonderful invention.
Kind of combines that chimney effect with the grill itself.
Exactly.
And it's all in one piece.
It's exactly what it does. It's brilliant, in my opinion. You know, let's say you're not going to do charcoal because you're bringing your little, Jeep Cherokee.
Sure.
So then go gas. And if you're going to go gas, the Weber Go Anywhere is nice, and everybody has bought one of these who has ever done camping and wanted a gas grill. That's one thing they bought was a little Weber Go Anywhere. They're like $39 or $49, I don't know, $69. They're 6,500 BTU, so they're not bad. It'll get the job done. You're going to have to beg it in colder weather to get up to temp. So if that's the case... I'm going to go to Cabela's, and I'm going to get the stainless steel tabletop gas grill. That's 12,000 BTUs. And, of course, being Cabela's, it's made for the hunter and the fisherman, and they're always out in the colder elements, so they doubled the BTU output. And now you've got enough flame to actually get her done.
Right. And they all work off these little one-pound propane tanks, the gas ones do. And they're easy. They're $4 or $5 a piece, and it'll last for an hour cook if you need to. You know, and generally that's all you're doing anyway at a tailgate is cooking a few things.
Oh, you can cook for a long time on them.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They do work quite well. Generally, people use them for lanterns or...
I've got a small list of must-haves in addition to the grill itself, which will just make your life a little bit easier if you're at the tailgate. Don't forget the spatula, tongs, and even a basting brush. And these are things that bring multiples of them so you don't have to clean them off, is that you can just throw them in a box or throw them in a bucket when you're done with them. And if you're going to cook something next, You know, the grilling guys are always advocating is don't use the same equipment on your raw product as you are on your finished product. So bring a couple sets of tongs so that if you're handling raw meat and then you're going to serve it with a set of tongs or something, you're not mixing those up.
Or just bring some disposable latex gloves and put the gloves on, handle all your raw products with the gloves and chuck them. Then you don't even have to use a tong to try and place
it. Very good point.
It's much easier to put this stuff on your grill with your hands.
Yep.
And when it comes right down to it.
Following that up is a good jar of like those Clorox antibacterial wipes.
Awesome.
You got to have some of those with you. Maybe even some hand sanitizer if you don't have the gloves with you, just to make sure. Man, the worst thing you can do is by halftime you got somebody that was at your tailgate having to make the mad run to the boys' room because the food they ate wasn't any, you know, clean. And fortunately, that doesn't happen to us, but we've heard it happen before. And trash bags, another one. You can't have too many of those because you just need to package up your stuff. A lot of times you got to take it with you.
We actually have this collapsible trash can, and it folds up and it looks like a hubcap. But you unzip it, and the thing just spring-loaded pops up. You put your bag in there.
Yeah.
Then it's standing up on its own, and you're not trying to hang it on something.
That's a cool piece of equipment.
It's really nice. Yeah, my wife's
when you're done, you take the bag out, and you kind of push it down. It has a zipper cap on it, so it's about
the
size
of a frisbee.
Yeah, exactly. So that you can play with it, and it was functional all at the same time. Never, ever, never, ever forget your bottle opener. But if you did, just know that the seatbelt buckle in your car will work just fine too.
Like,
I don't know how I know that, but I just know it. That's all I can tell you.
You're kind of showing your hand, Joppy.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, just want to mention one thing before we go on. Right now, you can go to Snap Fitness and you can get a personal training package for $35 a month. $34.99 gets you a monthly membership and like a personal trainer. So that's where they start at. Who can't afford $35 a month to get in shape? I was at the grill. I was at the Snap this morning, and it's surprising the number of people that are in there working out early in the morning, and just, you know, old duffers like me trying to get rid of that spare tire. It's a fantastic deal. You can also do the family pack starting at $64.95. No matter how big your family is, like, you know, I've got five kids and my wife, there's seven of us. $64.95 for seven of us are getting in shape. And my boys don't need to get in shape. They're like.
Yeah. I saw those boys a couple weekends ago at the party, and it's like, wow, those aren't boys anymore. Them are men.
They're workout freaks. So they're really putting the hurt on Snap and getting their money's worth. But you know what? That's what Snap Fitness is for, and they're a good sponsor for the show. Love using that place. You swipe your card, you can go in 24/7. Now we can talk about getting fat again.
Right, which I'm going to do is because I've got a recipe here that is called grilled lemonade, and it is bad to the bone.
It's really hard on the tongue, too.
Right, yeah. You get 16 lemons, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut them in half, and I'm going to grill those lemons. And when I get them grilled and I got they're hot, right, it kind of makes the juice flow a lot better with the cut side down. Half a cup of water, half a cup of sugar, half a cup of honey, some rosemary, which is optional, and a cup of bourbon. And you put all that in and squeeze those 16 lemons, which is 32 halves, squeeze that in there, mix that up.
Reminds me of a Zeppelin song.
You chill that down and take that to your tailgate, baby. And we'll throw this recipe up on the Grilling Guys website at thegrillingguys.com. But grilled lemonade with bourbon is one that you will surprise your guests when they roll up and you say, hey, give this a little bit of taste.
Especially as your hand's smoking when you're squeezing the lemon.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. Very good stuff.
There's lots of cool things you can take tailgating that you don't grill as well. And one of the things that I am fiendish about is buffalo dip, where you just take some Franks and you make some buffalo chicken and you put in the cream cheese and the onions and mozzarella and Parmesan, I think. I can't remember what all goes in it, but something about buffalo dip and some nice Triscuits or some hard bread or something for a tailgate. Just, it's got some zing to it, you know, and as the weather gets a little colder, it's kind of nice to have something with a little bit of heat to it. Really does the job.
You know what? Hit us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys and shoot us your favorite tailgate recipe. And we'll look those over and we're going to talk about them here as the season continues because, you know, by no means do we have a corner on the great recipes for the tailgate. And it'd be great to have our listeners reach out and share some of their favorite things. And then we'll talk about them, give them a try, and let you know what we think as well. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Coming up next, we're still going to be taking down this tailgate and maybe a little bit of tailgating tavern work. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard, I exercise, and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come and have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer, bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're going to bring this train to the station here in a little bit because we've been having a little bit of fun with the tailgating and talking about some equipment and whether it be just the miscellaneous stuff you bring or the actual grills. And now we're going to get into the fun part of this, and that is the drinking paraphernalia that you got to bring with you if you're going to do the tailgate. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's drinking over there, man?
Hey, I just want to invite all these folks listening up north on UPS 98.5 and the Twister to make sure you check us out at any of these tailgates and come up and visit with us because we know there's a huge audience up north that listens to this show, and we really love that fact that that 100,000-watt blowtorch of UPS and the Twister are both supporting this show and getting this goofy little one-hour madness into the Northlands, where I'm from and where Jop loves to go. So we appreciate that. But make sure you check us out if we're at any of these events. We'll be at some MSU tailgates and U of M and hopefully Central. So if there's any business owners who have ties with Central and you want to do a tailgate, we do not have a tailgate lined up yet for Central, so we would love to come up and cook for your Chippewa tailgate, especially like maybe the Western game, because that's going to be bad, right, Brian? That's going to do the job.
You always love in-state rivalries.
Yeah. Being produced here by Brian Fonger, who is the wizard at the big board for us every weekend and does a great job. He also is the in-studio anchor for all ESPN Grand Valley games, so he's kind of the guy.
Yeah,
very excited to work for the alma mater. Yeah.
And you're a Grand Valley guy.
And I'm a Grand Valley guy. They're preseason ranked number 3 in the country in Division
II. No kidding.
So they got some high expectations. Your guys' alma mater, Ferris.
Right.
I saw one poll. They're ranked number 12. The second poll, they're ranked number 9. So they're expected to have a good team back as well.
Well, that's good. That's good. You know, they've never been known for football. We just love going up there.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know what
can't,
it is.
I just can't lie. I enjoy going up there and
oh, we've got stories. We never even knew each other while we were there.
Right. The battle for the Anchor Bone Trophy between Grand Valley and Ferris has always been very competitive for years.
And it will be again this year. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I met McBride up at Ferris, so there's some great stories from that campus. And Jop has some, but he'd probably get thrown in jail if he told them to us. So let's talk about...
If I told the whole story, yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I've heard them. Yeah. Let's talk about tailgaters, tailgating tavern with or without cooler in. Tailgaters, if you look at this picture I printed out for you here, Jop, it's this cool little... It reminds me of a janitor's cart or something, but the thing folds up, and it's all canvas and aluminum frames, and basically you open it up, and it's got these little shelves and bags and containers on the sides. It's got all this storage stuff in the middle, and then it's got a countertop on top. So you can do your tailgate. Again, maybe you don't have a truck. You know, right. Maybe you're showing up in that Jeep Grand Cherokee like I do, and you don't have that tailgate. Believe it or not, it's really handy to have that big plane to set all your stuff on.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of one of those collapsible camp kitchens.
Exactly.
That you see, but this is a camp bar.
Yeah.
Right. Very cool. And what's this other thing in the middle, this bag, this Wonder Bag? Tell me about that.
That is a Wonder Bag is really cool. I've checked it out for a couple years. I don't own one, but I think I should. So if you own the Wonder Bag company, you need to call me because I need
Jonesing.
One.
He's jonesing for a bag. He is.
Well, it's pretty cool. It looks like something my daughter would bring on a sleepover. You know, it looks like a bag full of makeup or curlers or something. I don't know what's in it, but it's this insulated bag, and they're colorful. They've got a bunch of different colors, but it's got some kind of lining and insulation in it, whereas you put your hot dish right out of the oven in the thing, and it keeps cooking for up to 5 hours. So let's say you make that buffalo dip, like I was talking mm-hmm. about, and you just put it in the oven for the minimal time, and it really needs to cook a little more. You put it in this bag, and it not only keeps it warm, but it keeps on cooking for a while on your way to the tailgate. So when you get to your tailgate, 3 hours later, it's piping hot instead of, it's kind of cold. And, you know, piping hot's great, especially as it gets colder and colder for
the
tailgates.
Right, yeah, because
it's snowing for some of the tailgates you go to.
Absolutely.
So I thought that Wonder Bag was really cool.
$58, man. That's not that bad.
No, it's not. And, again, some of this stuff you can find it online quite easily and cheaply. But the Coleman Road Trip Excursion, MC Sports has it. It's a 20,000-watt table grill, and it's called an Excursion. It's made by Coleman. Great company. Love my Coleman stuff. And it kind of folds up like an ironing board, but it's a grill. And I've actually cooked on one several years back at one of these grilling events I was at out in Kansas City. And it looks a little hokey, you know, for a professional griller. But when you cook on it, it's like, man, that thing's really got some juice. It works really nicely. And I was always into the high-end products, you know, so I was pretty much a grilling snob. So when I'd see this over-the-counter stuff. Yeah, I was. No, I would say, that can't be any good. No, honestly, it's good. You don't always have to have, you know, the high-end stuff and the stuff that, you know, I made my living selling, basically.
Right.
You don't always have to have that. You can just go to Coleman, spend like, $129, $150. It's called the Trip Excursion. MC Sports has them, and I love MC Sports anyway, but great place to go get your stuff, and I would highly recommend getting that. The other thing is bring a canopy, even if you don't use it, because doggone it, in the fall, in the Great Lakes areas, this big old barbecue mitten wants to just cry on you once in a while. And it's okay to have a little place to go in and seek shelter. If you're really smart, you'll have a canopy with sides, because sometimes that wind comes whipping in, and it it gives you a shrinky winky. That's
right.
All
well,
I'm saying.
And the other thing it does is if you're trying to keep anything hot, it sweeps all the heat
kills
away.
Kills you.
Right.
Kills you.
It's even impossible to to try to keep
so,
stuff
so
hot.
So that
sometimes.
Canopy with a side will keep you nice and dry. And then a bag chair is what a real man wants.
So it's time for a little bit of man law.
Now you're a man!
Today's Man Law, just like every weekend, is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty. And Tony and Tony there make the Lower Peninsula, at least, best pasty. So if you're in the Lower Peninsula and you want a great pasty, there's this place called Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty. And whether you like gravy like Jop, or if you're, since it's man law, real man, and you want just ketchup on it.
Yeah, right.
You can go there, and they'll satisfy you either way. And they also have subs and barbecue.
Tony and Tony.
So, yeah. Yes. So, today's man law is always live with integrity and never stop lifting weights.
12 ounces at a time. I'm with you till the last day I die.
Wasn't what I was talking about.
Not that weight.
No.
Huh?
Well, no. That's and works, I know you're going to get down to Snap Fitness. I know sooner or later you're going to get tired of hearing about it, and you're going to wander in there, and you're going to lift for an hour, and you're going to go, wow.
Oh, I hurt the next day.
I feel awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it again. No, and the next thing you know, you'll be walking through. You'll be swiping your badge through that door and walking in, and you'll be getting just as stoked and pumped as me. All you got to do is make yourself a good music list. Dude, I've got a workout playlist, and one of the most exciting parts is I know I get to put my playlist on, and it's got all my favorite pumped-up songs
sure.
on it. So,
tell me the Rocky themes on there.
Go to thegrillingguys.com, and when you're there, check out the sidebar with all our sponsors. We have great sponsors. There's a ton of them. One of them you need to click on because the cold weather's coming is Cromer, Stormy Cromer. Click on the Cromer link. Check out all the products they have there and send some love up to the UP because these people are working hard to bring you the warmest clothing made in America, and it's right here in this barbecue mitten, by golly,
that we call the great state of Michigan. Thanks for listening to the Grilling Guys. Be safe out there. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill or a smoker. We're not quite done yet, but we appreciate you listening in, and hope you have a great weekend and enjoy a little bit of this great state we call Michigan.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Okay, time for a little bonus segment here from the Grilling Guys. Don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com and check out all the cool recipes. Check out our links. Like, there's a link for Stormy Cromer. You can buy your Stormy Cromer gear right there. There's a link for Snap Fitness, which I am a proud member of, and that'll take you right to the website where you can check out all the cool things you can do at Snap, and go get a membership. There's a great link for one of my favorite tools and accessories. It's called a thermal pen. Click on the ThermalWorks link and you'll find the current specials. Like right now, the Thermopop is going on sale at the beginning of September, and you're going to save money on that great little thermometer that digitally reads your temperature in 3.3 seconds. I've got one. Jop's got one. We use thermal pens. We use the Thermal Q. Fantastic company out of Utah. And we love using that. So in talking about tailgating or camping, that thermopop is one of those things that you have to have because when you're cooking over a campfire, you don't have great control over your temperature all the time. Or maybe you're doing a rotisserie on the side and you just want to see what your progress is. Well, you can put that probe in and get a read in 3 seconds. That's just a really nice thing to be able to do. So all these things for tailgating are also great things to take camping. And here's something for tailgating that I absolutely love. And it's a 60-quart NCAA performance cooler by Coleman. And you can buy that for $69.99 online. It's got your favorite team on it, and it's a 60-quart cooler. So let's say you're a Bulldog fan or maybe a Michigan State fan, go figure. You can roll up to your tailgate in style, especially when it's an away game. You know, it's really nice to strut your colors then. Another thing that's really good for tailgating is the Igloo 5-day cooler. I've got two of them, and you can use one for your cold stuff, and you can use one because a cooler will keep things hot just as well as it'll keep it cold. So I usually, like if I'm doing butts or briskets, I'll throw it in my Igloo 5-day, and that thing, if I pull them off at 200, 4 hours later, they're at 195 or 190. They're ridiculously hot. So you can pull your stuff off the smoker, pack up for your tailgate, get to the tailgate, and by the time you open up that 5-day, that meat's still 5 degrees below the temperature you pulled it at. And that's really nice to be able to have a nice smoked brisket at a tailgate. You'll be the rock star there. Another thing is really cool to have, and you know, we all spend a lot of money on all this gear and stuff to wear, but have you ever gone to a parking lot and tried to find your friends? This thing will get you the notice and recognition, and it'll help your friends find you. And it's an NCAA tall team flag by Party Animal. Party Animal has some great stuff for tailgating, and you can again find them online. This NCAA tall team flag is $75. Not a terrible price. More importantly, when you set that up at your tailgate, you'll stand out. All your friends can find you, and the opposing team can hate you even more than they already do. So we all want to be hated at a tailgate. So that's the big bonus tip for today. Go out and make it a great weekend. Don't forget to check me out at Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy at Twitter, Grillin' Guy. You can follow us on Facebook at The Grillin' Guys. All right? Thanks a lot.